Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. Today, we have the opportunity to talk with Megan Claflin of the United Good Neighbors Give Jefferson campaign, as well as Dr. Rochford, founding member and medical director of the Jefferson County Medical Advocacy and Services Headquarters. Thank you for joining us today, Megan and Dr. Rochford.
Yes, glad to be here.
Yes, thank you, Missy. We're very glad to be here. I think as you know, United Good Neighbors has been a part of the community for over 65 years. United Good Neighbors of Jefferson County serves as United Way of Jefferson County, and the Give Jefferson campaign has been championing local nonprofit organizations who really just create such passion around mitigating the effects of poverty and helping those in our community who are weathering uncertainty or undergoing crisis. We have 32 organizations in the campaign this year, and we would need about 8 hours to talk about everything that they all do.
That is, wow, 32. Now, I'm curious, one of the things that's very distinctive about this campaign is it's a function of United Way and distinctly called United Good Neighbors. And did I read somewhere that kind of identification is a function of having or making sure the funding stays here locally? Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. It really is the donors in our community, the individuals, the households, the businesses, the workplaces who are donating to UGN and donating to these organizations through UGN. It is neighbors helping neighbors, and every dollar donated to the campaign stays locally to support those critical programs and those safety net services that provide for basic human needs. We're talking food security, housing security, health care, education, hope, and advocacy.
Give Jefferson campaign has 32 targeted folks under the umbrella of United Good Neighbors. And we introduced Dr. Rochford's organization tonight with a big mouthful, but it's commonly known as MASH. Is that correct?
The J.C. MASH.
J.C. MASH.
Of course, it relates to that. That old television program.
Well, that's the first thing I thought of as well. Megan, I'm curious, how does one become one of the 32 on this Give Jefferson campaign? And talk a little bit about the scope, length of time that this campaign runs.
Sure. So the nonprofit partners become partner organizations of United Good Neighbors through very public process. It comes back to what we just spoke about as being a neighbor and a community-driven campaign. United Good Neighbors convenes a community advocacy committee made up of leaderships of leaders in the community. We had about 10 people on the committee this year. And then different local nonprofits who serve basic human needs send in their proposal, and they can ask for up to $10,000 in general operating funds. The committee reviews all of those proposals and then discusses which organizations fit the criteria and are going to make the greatest impact with those donated dollars in our community. And then they are assigned to be a part of the United Good Neighbors campaign. The United Good Neighbors campaign runs from November 12th to December 31st of 2021. And then we collect donations, either one-time donations or often monthly recurring donations from donors through the year of 2022.
You have an awesome, lengthy record of success. I mean, 65 years and going. I just think that's pretty incredible. The process of applying for it, how onerous is it? What time of the year would one want to be looking out for that opportunity, too?
The United Good Neighbors Give Jefferson request for proposals, or RFP as we call it in the industry, is usually published in August. And so Jen Kingfisher, who needs no introduction, she is the nonprofit relationship extraordinaire, the great convener of our nonprofit sector, she goes ahead and goes out and notifies all of our organizations, all of our nonprofits here in the community that that proposal is out. And it usually is out for about 4 to 6 weeks and gives folks time to put their proposal together. I think it's only about a 5-question proposal, so it's not too cumbersome.
Okay.
And then again, it's ready for that committee to review.
That's fantastic. And then the award, the awards are submitted and given out to the organizations at what time of the year? When do they see the funds in their coffers, if you will?
The United Good Neighbors, it's very critical for us to see those funds go into the community as soon as possible. So once our donations period ends on December 31st, we spend the first week of January in collecting all that information, getting all of kind of the back end work done. And then we usually have checks out to the organizations within the first week or two of January so that they can put those dollars to work impacting the community.
Once they receive the funding, do you have any kind of process where you are checking in on what was done with it? Is there any reporting from the organizations that goes back to UGN?
So United Good Neighbors and our nonprofit relationships manager, Jen King-Fisher, she's checking in with those nonprofits throughout the year, checking in to see how they're doing, how those resources are being applied to help our community, any stories of success that they might have, and also any other additional challenges that they're coming up against that they weren't anticipating in that year. UGN is very much about connecting those nonprofits to resources and connecting them to one another so that we can create the most efficient and most impactful nonprofit sector as possible.
Well, I'm really thrilled that we get to target some time with one of your candidates, if you will, one of your partners that has spent, nearly 20 plus years providing health and advocacy services for our marginalized residents. Dr. Rochford, I love the acronym MASH. You are currently part of the organization as the founding board member, I read on your website, but are you also the medical director as well?
Yes, and right now I'm one of the professionals that are there on Tuesday night to greet patients and hear their concerns and provide them some answers or directions for how to meet those needs. We have a wonderful staff. We have an RN that greets them with very limited paperwork. We try to make it as simple as possible to be seen. And then we address the immediate needs as best we can. It's a limited issue, whether in person or on phone. But then I think the bulwark of our work, as our name implies, is that ongoing advocacy to assure ongoing access. Give you a little flavor?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I've got more questions for you, but I've got to do it. If you're just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can, and you're listening to KPTZ 91.9. Today, we're speaking with those partners who fall under the umbrella of the United Good Neighbors Give Jefferson campaign, specifically MASH. MASH, which is an acronym for the Medical Advocacy and Services Headquarters for Jefferson County. These folks step up and give medical access to those who might feel disinclined to go anywhere else or might not have options. Dr. Rochford, could you tell me a little bit more about the inception or the beginning of this effort?
In the early 90s, and I think this is important to note, there was legislation at the time that was going to provide universal health care access to all Washingtonians. It never happened because the legislature, the political winds changed. But it was at that time that we decided that, till it got going, let's make sure that everyone has some sort of access. That was kind of what initiated it, to kind of act as a bridge, if you like, until that universal access occurred. So we developed over the years and matured, knowing that we couldn't really provide comprehensive medical care. We recognized the best we could do would be to help people have those needs acknowledged, validate them, and then support them and getting some ongoing help. That really is what we're about, is being a place where people can readily come, little barriers to have some of their questions or concerns addressed, and then facilitate some ongoing care for them, whether it's medical or, you know, socioeconomic or, you know, getting third-party coverage issues, whatever it may be. Provide some prescriptions as bridges and be able to provide some on-site care. In fact, it was great. We even had an acupuncture clinic for a while, and people could come in and try out some acupuncture. We've had a foot clinic over the years. Recently, you know, with the COVID-19, everything was cut back. And we're really just coming back online. So we were able to, the city allowed us to have a run a space now at the community center. So we're just getting up and running again after really being of limited service over the last year.
Your website, I was really impressed. I mean, the circle just continues. I think United Good Neighbors was one of your original funders way back in the day, and I thought that was pretty awesome to see. I've got a question, though, about if I were someone walking through the door, I would like to make sure we can have our listeners know where and how to go through that process. What would I experience? So firstly, you're at the community center on Tuesday nights, and at what time, and how would one access that?
Well, we're either one of two ways. Geez, I don't even know our current phone number, but we're there at the community center. You just come in through the front door. They're greeted. They're identified of whether or not they have their vaccine or not. If they have their vaccine, then they stay inside and complete, you know, a page of just a simple intake, as simple as we can make it in terms of identifying data and contact information. And then they're brought back to the consultation room where, after, you know, their blood pressure and vitals are taken, the attending or who is volunteering that night, the physician or the mid-level, you know, here's what the story is and what's going on and what their concerns are.
Do I understand this is a free clinic?
Absolutely.
Just to be clear. Okay. And I looked up, does this number sound correct? 360-385-4268? 4268?
Yep.
Excellent.
That's right.
And info@jcmash.org is your email address. So, you know, you can't meet all of their needs on such a brief meeting, but it sounds like the most robust part of your organization is giving them the wheels to get started, to go to the resources that really are what they are looking for. Is that correct?
One of the unique aspects of GC MASH, we're really trying to address all those subtle or overt resistances for people accessing necessary medical and behavioral care.
Mm.
Those little resistances, let's call them, okay, in our system right now, in our community and culture, they're many. Okay? They're not just financial. Some are psychological. You know, some it's based on previous experiences. But also just sometimes the sheer hassle factor of making an appointment, getting there, you know, getting your insurance cards out, make sure everything, and all the concerns about the financial implications of you know, asking the question.
Exactly.
And then try to help it keep rolling.
Yes.
You know, and I think we've done a good job over the years. I mean, that, you know, we've interface with a lot of the other organizations. We work closely with the homeless shelter, for example, and you know, other service organizations who have, you know, sometimes referred, even Jefferson Behavioral Health would occasionally refer someone down who needed a bridge on their medications and that sort of thing. Very well integrated within the community. I'd like to see even more of that.
Yes.
But it's important because none of us can do it on our own. We're just a little piece of the pie.
I so appreciate the value of your organization. I wish we had more time to go a little deeper into this. I feel like we could be giving these folks a little bit more information about how they can access the medical care. And it is indeed at the community center on Tuesday nights at 6:30 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes. And yes. Can I just make a little plug here for the UGN and give to Jefferson? I think it's a good bang for your buck. You know, if we can avoid these people with having medical needs not met or going to the ER or even going to urgent care, we're all saving and benefiting from it. So we set it up to be a good bang for the buck. Keep it simple. And I'm proud of that in terms of being part of that.
Thank you.
And so in terms of people wanting to give, just to know that we're invested in making it very worthwhile.
Well, thank you, Dr. Roch, for you have really shown how an investment in this community pays out, and the longevity of your work is so appreciated. And Megan, thank you for highlighting this organization through United Good Neighbors. I'm so glad to have both of you on this evening.
Thank you so much, Missy. We really appreciate it. And as we said before, United Good Neighbors is 32 organizations this year. J.C. MASH is one of five healthcare providers that we have as part of the campaign. And folks can go on to givejefferson.org to learn more about our partners and how to give.
Thanks again, Megan. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, and thank you for listening in today. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is in the masterful hands of Sunny Flores. I'd like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all the incredible volunteers who work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and compelling conversations such as this to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. Now go out, get involved, and check out givejefferson.org.